How's everybody doing today?
Good.
I think today was a very business-like practice for us. The players were off. It's the first time that we've been in that situation. We were 5 days, and then all of a sudden they had a day off, and they came back, and they came to work. Not that they didn't, but you like to keep the same momentum you had for those 5 days. I think there's a little lull, but I think our guys were able to pick it back up again and finish the practice pretty strong. So, again, you're not going to always be all the enthusiasm and passion that you like to have all the time, but as long as we work, as long as we keep stacking good days, then good things can happen for our football team.
Can you address the reports that Josh McCown, the Cowboys are interested in trading for him? What are your thoughts on, not having him?
I have no thoughts whatsoever, and again, you said it, it's rumors, so there's nothing to it as far as we're concerned. I've heard about it. Obviously, I have, but I feel good that he's here. He's a Cleveland Brown, and I know nothing else about the other part of it.
He told us today that he really wants to be here. His heart is here. His focus is here. What does that say to you that this is a place he really wants to be?
Well, I think hopefully we've created an environment for all of our players to really want to be here, whether it's in the quarterback room, running back, tight end, defensive backs, anywhere. Because, again, I think this is a tremendous opportunity for any football player, with our ownership, with Dee and Jimmy and Sashi and the rest of our executive group and myself. I would hope that this is somewhere that a lot of players want to be and want to stay.
He said the Browns are keeping him informed about this situation. When you have a guy like him who's been in the league for so long and he's such a good leader and pro locker room guy for you, do you think it's important for the team to be open about this kind of stuff with a guy?
Well, I think there's a certain amount of respect for every player on a football team. Obviously, he's played a long time. I would hope that we do that with every player, and obviously he does have a lot of years in the league. But I think our organization is just that way. We're very forthcoming. And at the end, we're always going to do what's best for us, but in respect to the player.
Since it's all new for us with you guys running things, if there is a trade made, obviously you're into this, taking it, right?
I would hope so. I would hope so. I would think I would know exactly what's going on. So, I feel very good about where we are and what we're doing. And right now, there's nothing to report or talk about.
You look like you guys made a change at right tackle, putting in Spencer for Alvin. I guess, what'd you see to make that move?
Again, I'm going to continue to make moves as we go. I'm going to put the best five guys out there and continue to mix and match and see how can we become better. And if somebody can do something better for a football team and they're deserving, then that's what we'll do. It's not nothing's kind of etched in stone. We're just going to kind of keep working at this each and every day to get better, to have the best football team that we can.
Does Spencer have an edge over Sean just because he was able to participate in that offseason program?
Well, I don't know if it's an edge over him. I think what it is, like you said, he's done more football. He probably understands the system a little bit better. And I think Sean's working his tail off, but he's getting his legs back underneath him and finding out, all the different things that we do on offense. So he's a little behind, but I think he's working extremely hard to catch up.
Anything else?
That's it. That's a good day. Thank you very much.
All right.
Can I ask one more thing?
Dang.
Can you give us any more insight as to your format tomorrow night?
We'll do some special teams work first, to make sure that those things are taken care of. And then we'll, probably have some individual things that we'll do, within our team. And then we'll get to scrimmage a little bit.
Would that be an hour-long scrimmage?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it
all by feel. It's not by plays, not by anything. It's by how I see our football team compete and what we're doing.
Hey, Coach, I have to ask this because I talked to Chad and he said...
You let me out. You guys were letting me out.
He said he wants to come back, and he was kidding around saying that, once he comes back, he's not leaving. He wants to be here. He loves...
I think you guys know Chad. Chad is like my son, as you guys all know. And I didn't do a good enough job of explaining why he was here. He came as a guest. Chad was not in the minority coaching program. He came as a guest. So I hope we all understand. He was just going to be here for a period of time. He was never hired. I heard people say he was hired and all that. He was never hired. He's somebody who I know very well, who I trust, have a lot of respect for, and he has knowledge. And he was able to pass a little bit along to our players. But he also has some responsibilities, too. He has some kids. His daughter is a tremendous track athlete. And he's always there to cheer on. And Chad's always a person that's always, he's always able to be around me because I know him. But at the same time, he was here to see what we did and if he could help our young guys just for a few days. And I knew he would be out. I think he's learning about pro football and what it is, the toll that it takes on just yourself as a person and families and all that. So it was good for him to experience while the time he was here.